Ministry plans to cut between 225 and 250 full-time equivalent workers at its 15 hospitals and 47 clinics. In a news release, two factors were cited: high deductible health insurance plans that are keeping people from seeking medical care, and federal sequestration budget cuts, which include a 2% reduction in Medicare payments to hospitals and physicians. Ministry officials say those cuts are costing them $10 million. Steve Brenton, president of the Wisconsin Hospital Association, says other medical organizations are also being hurt.
We have estimated that the one-year impact of sequestration, these Medicare budget cuts, is about $100 million for Wisconsin's 140 hospitals.
Brenton says there's another $30 million in Medicare cuts for the physicians who are employed by those hospitals. He says other Wisconsin medical facilities may have to join ministry in laying off workers.
I would not be surprised at all. I know, based on anecdotal information, that many organizations have implemented targeted hiring freezes. And the bottom line is, if your revenues are going to be down $130 million, it's going to have an impact on your ability to pay for expenses.
The Wisconsin Hospital Association is an advocacy organization. Ministry healthcare officials declined to do recorded interviews for this story. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.